Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia, daf Yud Beis. The new Mishnah number 12 states that a Metzia, something that is found by a ben or a bat katan or ktana, seems to be the way the Mishnah is presenting it, is a minor, a child who's under the boy or girl under the age of bar bat mitzvah, that belongs to the followers. They find something on the floor, they pick it up, that item doesn't belong to them, it goes directly to their father. While a item that's found by a ben or bat gadol or gdola, so that's an adult child, should be over bar bat mitzvah, that belongs to the child. Comes from Yochanan on Amud Beis and qualifies the parameters of the salacha, arguing with Shmuel that when the Mishnah says gadol, it's lo gadol gadol amash and lo katan katan amash. It didn't actually mean it in the sense of age, but rather it intended something entirely different. Rather, we are referring to an adult child who is somech al shulchan aviv, which means that the child is dependent on the father's support. And this too, say, still living at home, would be the way we might call it in the contemporary phrase. This too is considered a katan. That child is a child in the sense that they aren't independent. They require somebody else to support them, to feed them, and so on. So if he finds that, that child finds something, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he actually doesn't get to keep what he finds. He should give those things to his father. For if he doesn't do that, he's going to create Eva. Because what's going on here is as follows. The father's going to lose on both ends. The father's both spending money to have his child live in the house and eat their food and so on and so forth, and supporting a child who can now kind of support himself. He's finding his own monetary worth, value, things on the ground. Maybe he'll stop supporting the child. That's a pretty radical scenario, but that's how it actually is brought la'alacha. Choshen mishpat ein reish siv beis. And the Sma writes, shekach haya nira yashar l'chachamim. So it seems to be the appropriate decision, according to the chachamim, l'shalem hatov l'oseh imo tov, to benefit or to pay the one who is benefiting, the one who's good, the one who's doing good for others here, in this case, the parent for the child. Shemazin oto, he is satiating him, he is sustaining him. Afal pi she'eino chayav l'farnaso, he doesn't actually go, the child should go out and get a job. The child is old enough to sustain themselves. Begil mevugar. The poskim note that we are not taking away this adult child's zechut kinyasa metzia. We're not saying that he doesn't have the ability to acquire an item. That's a basic function of a person's age or stage in life. What the rabbis are saying is that once they find the item, they have to actually transfer it over to their father. However, there are some exceptions to the rule. Spitz points out in Mishpatei Torah, Chelek Gimel, page 68, that if a child is given a gift, candy, games, jewelry, child's jewelry, svarim, kids' books, so he says, "Im anashim acherim natnu et matana leyaladim, hamatana shayecha leyaladim, benim hem igiu lebar bat mitzvah ola." So here he says, it doesn't actually matter the child's age, as we saw before. Is this type of item, is this type of thing that they're being given, age appropriate for an adult? So if it's something that only a child is going to use, a child's going to enjoy, then the halacha is that the child gets it. It doesn't matter what their age is. It can be 3 months old or 12 years old. Or 18 years old. In this case, it's not about whether they're supported by the father or not. The principle at play is that there's no Eva here because the father's not interested in these items. That's an application of what we call das acher, dat acher makne. Now, the classic question, however, is a monetary gift, which can often be given when a child has a birthday. Say on Hanukkah, for example, on a birthday, here we find an interesting difference of opinion. If the child is under bar bat mitzvah, the money belongs to the father. The father also likes money, so it belongs to him unless he explicitly says he's going to give it to the child. However, if it's an over bar bat mitzvah age child, the Ran and the Nemuki Yosef hold that it still belongs to the father unless we know that the father doesn't care that the child receives the money, but according to the Sma and the Rama, it indeed belongs to the adult child.